Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying your day so far. If you get a chance, check out my biggest and only sponsor, if I'm just being honest at the moment, Ian Hanna. If you're in the market to buy or sell a house in the Flagler, Volusia, Brevard area, go to Ian Hanna, ianhannahomes.com. The guy specializes in virtual reality, 360 degree, all that good mumbo jumbo that a lot of these other real estate people tell you that they do, but they really don't do it like Ian Hanna. So like I said, if you want to buy or sell a home, or you know a friend that wants to buy or sell a home in the Volusia, Flagler, or Brevard area, go to ianhannahomes.com. So I've been doing this this week. I really haven't talked about it that much. You guys know that I've been working out a lot. I walk, I run, I break up the muscle groups every day. One day, nothing but arms. I don't want anybody to think I'm trying to give you workout advice. This is leading to something that I do want to talk about. But I have been getting up early at 7:30 and going and walking because, you know, once a lot of the snowbirds come down here from up north, if you don't know what snowbirds are, those are the elderly people or older people, retired, will come down here to spend the winter in sunny Florida instead of freezing their asses off up north. And that's why we call them snowbirds, because they migrate down here. Now, they are, it's about a group of 4 or 5, but as it gets closer to the holidays, more towards December, the group's going to get bigger. Right now, I think there's about 6 people. I'm by far the youngest. Everybody seems to be over 60. And I don't want anybody to think like I'm doing it to get a good workout. Yeah, I mean, I know that I'm burning some calories, but I'm having to walk at a slower pace. I do it just for the conversation. I do it to go out because I really do think we don't pay enough attention to our elderly. Like, we look at them as, oh, what good are they going to do me? They're on their way out. And no. Could you imagine, like, I mean, just think about this, okay? If you took all the info, all the stuff you already knew right now, and had that knowledge when you were a young kid, you would be so far ahead of the game just knowing about how life isn't fair. Life does not happen the way that you want it to happen. And it would just give you a better concept, a better understanding of life. And I think that is something that we can get from just spending a little bit of time talking to our elders. Because it's not like they teach history anymore in schools. So why not? I mean, I'm not telling, you know, your young kids just go up and talk to older strange men or women. No, but just don't ignore them. Don't look through them like they don't exist, because there is so much stuff that you can learn from them. And it really did not open my eyes. I always had that, but now I find it even more important since my dad passed away that you spend that time talking to your elders, the generation before you, because they're just a treasure trove of knowledge. So we go around, we walk. A lot of the women, they bring peanuts to feed the squirrels with, then walked out on the dock. There were some people out there fishing. Usually here in the state of Florida, sometimes people take Fridays off, get out early, do a little bit of fishing, because it rained all night last night. It was just a torrential monsoon. So I guess people wanted to get out and do a little bit of fishing. So, like I said, it's not that I'm doing it for the exercise. I'm doing it more for just the conversation. And this is something else that I thought of. I will admit, look, I smoke a little bit of weed every once in a while for my anxiety. It's better than being on all of those other drugs. So, you know what? I wanted to, you know, kind of have an open mind today when I was going out there, and it kind of backfired on me a little bit because I got in my own head. I was still carrying on conversations with the people, but I did get a little, I smoked a little too much weed before I went out on the walk. I know a lot of people think that that's counterproductive. No. I just wanted to open my mind and my horizons on this whole thing. And the whole time that I started thinking, I was like, because back when I was a drinker and a partier stuff, why was it always better? And I would like your feedback on this, because I might be the only one, because, you know, I worked morning radio. I sometimes would not go to bed and just go straight into work, still high. There's just something about being inebriated in the morning that is just the best time throughout the day. That little right when you get up. And maybe that's why everybody says, you know, they call gotta wake a bake. I never really thought about that. But then I was thinking about all the times that I was working on Bubba's show that I was drinking in the morning. I thought it was great. I thought it was amazing at the time. Now looking back on it, probably the worst thing in the world for me. But why is that? I would like to hear your personal favorite time to be a little altered with substances like weed or alcohol or even harder drugs. What is your sweet spot? What is the time that you like to just be in that spot? And I say mornings. I remember the first time that I started taking Adderall. You take that Adderall, and when you first start taking it, it'll creep up on you and be like, man, feel very energetic for this time of the day. And you almost forget that you took it. And then the next thing you know, like you're laser lock focused. And that is the best time. Because I on the Adderall that I take half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Kind of catch it on a wave. Get it up, go all the way a little bit down, and then take it again. Boom. I'm good for the rest of the day. But That morning little bit of it, oh, that's so much better than the afternoon. So we'd like to hear from you. You can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two Ds, Tuddle@gmail.com. I went and ran some errands today as well, too. I didn't run. I drove. And if you remember a couple of months ago, I had an issue with my driver's license. It was suspended. And I had been driving around before that because I thought I had already had it fixed. But now I've had it, and now that I know that I'm completely legal, I've noticed that my driving has gotten worse. Because I'll tell you why, okay? Number one, I drove better when I had a suspicion that I knew that my license may be suspended and I may not have had enough money at the time to be able to get it, to get it renewed, to get whatever tickets fixed, to go here, to go there. It was just, I was busy. I know it was dumb. I know it was really, really dumb. But I got to tell you, I drove better. I drove better when I thought that I did not have a license because I did not want to take any chance at getting pulled over. Like, if I sped, I only went at least 4 to 5 miles, you know, at the max over. Like if it was 70, I'd do like 73, 74, maybe even 75 if I was pushing it. I always wore my seatbelt. I always checked my mirrors. I always used my blinkers. I checked my lights. I checked my tires. I did maintenance on my car because the last thing that I wanted was to break down and then have a FHP pull up behind me and looked at and see that my license was suspended. No. My car was in the best shape that it ever was in. I was the safest driver that you had ever seen in the whole entire world. And I don't know if that makes sense. I know that it's stupid. I know it's a stupid thing to do. I know it's a stupid thing to say. But it is the truth, though. Like, look at people that are a little inebriated. They will be overcautious, even though, like, they know that they're not going to, if they blew into an alcohol blood level thing, that they wouldn't blow over. But even if you're a little high or whatever, guess what? You drive as careful as you can, almost to the point where you look suspicious because you're driving so carefully. Like, if you're a little high, you'll be like, oh my God, is that a cop behind me? All right. So I just gotta pay attention. Gotta make all my blinkers. I want to make sure my brake light. Yep, work. All right. So you're gonna be going through every single thing. Now, like I said, you might just get a little too much into your own head, and then the cop's gonna pull you over. If a cop wants to pull you over, he's gonna find something. He will find something that you're doing wrong, and will bust your ass and pull you over. And then once he got you pulled over, all he needs is a little bit of probable cause, a little whiff of, I think I smell alcohol, or I think I smell weed. Never consent to let people check your car. I mean, if they're going to check your car, they're going to do it either way. When you say yes, then you just open up a whole big-ass floodgate. I don't even know where this is going. I know I'm talking myself in circles right now. I think I've really even just spun myself out. But what I was just saying, I just brought that up because I was thinking about that. Now that I know that I'm completely legal, like, I am driving a little loose now. Like, I still wear my seatbelt, but there'll be some times, like, I'll be too lazy to put on my turn signal. I don't check my lights and stuff anymore. I don't keep up with the maintenance as much on my dad's truck. So I don't know. Maybe it might be best for people to drive around with no license. And if you get caught, you just have to deal with the consequences of it. But it really, really is going to make you a better driver. And that's just my opinion. Please, kids, if any kids are listening to this right now, do not do anything that I just said. I was just bringing up a point. Just a random thought that I had in my head. I'm not telling people to drive illegally. I'm just telling you, in my case, it made me a better driver when I did not have, or I didn't think I had a license. It's always been my opinion, hitting a woman resulting to violence against a woman is a last resort option. Now, like if a woman has you at knife point, or has you with a gun or something like that, and you can defend yourself, yes, by all means, do that. But no matter what, if a woman is not endangering your life, or, you know, even if they're hitting you, what this Zach Stacy guy did, former running back for the New York Jets, he was arrested yesterday in Orlando. And I got to tell you, it's one of the worst beatings that I've ever seen a woman take in a long time, especially against an NFL player. Like, I remember that running back, I think, for the Baltimore Ravens that ended up knocking his wife out in that elevator and then dragging her out of it and dragging her to the room. That was caught on camera. Now, with this whole Zach Stacy thing, this seems like something that has been done quite a few times, because I got to tell you, the camera angles and stuff, because the guy had to have known, like, because he had been dating this chick. I don't know if it's his baby's mama, his baby mama, whatever the you know, certain people like to call it. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that this had to have been going on for quite some time. Also, the other despicable thing about it, even more despicable, you would think that the beating, and I love how the news outlets, they won't play it. They won't play it because they think it's too graphic. No, that the news should never be edited. The news should never be censored. You gotta let that rip, because in my opinion, it will show what type of things go on in domestic abuse and maybe it'll keep women from being victims of this. Maybe it'll maybe more women will be speaking out. Maybe more women might get some cameras together and do like this chick did, because my God, man, he threw her around like a rag doll, and he was arrested last night getting off a plane while coming to Orlando. Only in Florida, people. Only in Florida.
Yeah, Zachary Stacey is expected to walk out of these doors, but according to court documents, he cannot be released until he surrenders his passport. And his attorney this morning during the first appearance told the judge that Stacey's passport is back in Tennessee.
Well, somebody, one of his friends, better go up and get that passport. Because I got to tell you, once a jury sees the video of what Zach Stacey did to his chick, yeah, it's going to make you absolutely disgusted by men. You're going to be like, this guy needs to go to jail. This guy did this in front of a minor. Do you realize, you know, even though the kid was not physically hurt, but for a child to see his mother get absolutely destroyed by a guy that is twice her size, a guy that threw her around like it was nothing, chokeslammed her on a baby stroller, one-handed threw her up against the wall, smashing the flat-screen TV on top of her. Yeah, the first initial hit where he smacks the absolute crap out of her. So what I'm trying to say is that, yes, this is all on tape, but why are you not showing it? Why are you not showing it, Channel 6? This is the type of stuff that really pisses me off, because maybe some people will learn. Maybe some guys will be like, is that what I really, really do? Because I got to stop that immediately.
Orlando police have arrested former running back for the New York Jets, Zachary Stacey, his ex-girlfriend, Kristen Evans, posting this video that's now gone viral to her Twitter page. We aren't going to show you the video in full, as it's disturbing and difficult to watch.
Of course it is difficult to watch. It is a pro football player throwing around his ex-girlfriend like a rag doll, like it was absolutely no effort at all. So yes, we all know it's going to be horrible, but why are you guys not showing this? It is your duty as the news media to put the news out there. And I think this just kind of cheapens, kind of takes away any type of credibility that you have as a news channel. And the thing is, you want to know why this stuff isn't getting played? Because the news has become too commercialized. News is all about ratings. News is about not losing sponsors. News is not about giving you the truth anymore. News is all just a business ploy. It is a scheme. They show you what they want to show you just to be able to make their advertisers happy. And don't think that that doesn't happen. Look at the MyPillow guy. How deep intertwined he is with Fox. I don't know if he is anymore, but I know that he was. So yeah, the news has become about just who you can get, who's going to spend the most money, and we're not going to play anything that is going to maybe offend the customers of our sponsors. That's just the way news is now.
Can you tell me your name? Zachary Stacey.
Stacey faced a judge for the first time this morning.
Mr. Stacey, you're here in case 2021 CF14827AO on charges of aggravated battery, causing great bodily harm, and felony criminal mischief.
By the way, Zach Stacey, African-American guy, I know it doesn't relate to the story, but man, this judge, you don't get a chance to see the judge, but the judge actually does sound African-American as well, too. And I know for a fact that everybody would think, oh, man, I got a black judge. No. I think it's actually going to be worse for Zach Stacey. I think that this judge, even though the judge is supposed to be impartial, the judge is supposed to not let his personal feelings get in the way. But I guarantee you that this black judge is not going to show any leniency at all on Zach Stacy just because he seems to be like another African American. No, that's not happening. I actually think this guy would be better off with having a Caucasian judge, if I'm just being honest.
Stacy is facing two felony charges. Stacy's attorney telling the judge this morning that his client was waiting to see when the arrest warrant would drop, with the plan of getting on a plane from Tennessee and flying back to Orlando.
See, this is why people are so stupid, okay? Once that video came out, your ass should not have waited for charges to be filed. You already knew charges were going to be filed no matter what. So your ass would have been better off just go down to the local police office or the sheriff's office and just turn yourself in. And they'd probably be like, well, listen, we have no arrest warrant for you. No, you need to check out World Star Hip Hop. No, you need to check out any of these other like video websites and you'll see. Trust me, I'm saving you guys some work right now. Just put me in a prison cell. I won't be under arrest, but you will eventually have an arrest warrant for me. So I'm just doing us all a favor. That's what Zach Stacy should have done as soon as that made his baby mama or his ex-girlfriend's Twitter account. Just turn yourself in.
Stacy flew from Tennessee, where he was temporarily residing, right back to Florida with the intention of turning himself in. He was arrested at the airport by Orlando Police Department before I was actually there to pick him up to actually deliver him to the jail.
I love how the attorney's like, oh yeah, I was waiting. I was going to bring him right to you. Bull crap. No way that you were going to take him directly to the police officers. It just wasn't happening. They just beat you to the punch. And you had to just come up with that BS excuse that you just gave the judge.
Oakland police say Stacy was arrested at Orlando International Airport last night when he landed. All of this stemming from an incident that took place on November 13th, in which Oakland police responded to a domestic violence battery at the home of Stacy's ex-girlfriend, according to the arrest warrant.
And by the way, I know that you guys keep hearing Oakland this, Oakland that. That's not Oakland, California. There is a Oakland, Florida. It's in between Claremont, Winter Garden, Ocoee type area. So yeah. There is a Oakland. So I don't want anybody to think that this happened in Oakland, California. No, he was on his way to Orlando. I guess that this happened in Orange County. So I guess that's why he was on his way to Orlando. But I really don't think that he was going there with the intentions of turning himself in. He was probably going down there to be like, all right, bitch. And I hate to say they use the word bitch, but he's like, all right, bitch, tell me what I got to do to get this thing to go away. What I got to pay you whatever you want, never coming back around. And I don't like, look, this guy deserves to go to jail. I'm just saying this is what I think he was coming to Orlando, trying to get to Oakland, Florida, not Oakland, California, to try to buy off this woman's silence.
Another condition of his release is that Stacy is not to have any contact with his ex-girlfriend. For now, in Orange County, I'm Lauren Cervantes, getting results, News 6.
By the way, do yourself a favor. Check out Lauren Cervantes on Local 6, WKMG. She is really, really super hot, but she's got this, and I got to give her credit. A lot of women would have plastic surgery, but she's got like this birthmark right on her cheek. I don't know if it's a mole or whatever. I know everybody back in the day, they loved Cindy Crawford was known for her mole. And it's not like a dark mole. It's just you could see it that it's a mole, but it's not a dark mole. It's just a regular run-of-the-mill, it's just like a little raised area on her cheek that looks like a mole. And I got to tell you, it actually makes her look hotter, in my opinion. I'm just throwing it out there to let you guys know. And one of the final stories I wanted to get into, Why are we even thinking about, I know that they're wanting to do this diplomatic, like, boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics. I don't understand. Why are we even wasting our time? I think as a country, we make a big-ass statement and not go to the Winter Olympics. Because seriously, though, think about this. How crooked is the Olympics? Everybody, like, wants the Olympics to be in their city. You should have seen what they did in Atlanta. Atlanta had a lot of gentrification that went on. They ended up moving a lot of minority families out of their homes because of the intimate domain that you could actually take somebody's property in our government, and they really can't do anything about it. If you also look at all the other, like, venues from the Olympics, beginning, hell, you can go all the way back to Barcelona in 92. So you have all those different Olympics, and all they do is it costs and it strains a lot of the money on the taxpayers. A lot of these countries want to throw it out there and say, oh, it's going to mean a lot of business, a lot of tourism. Now, look how much money Japan, Tokyo lost during the Summer Olympics this year. Look at how horribly Brazil did. Brazil had to host the World Cup and the Olympics in 2 years apart from each other. And you wouldn't believe all the stuff that had happened there. Same thing goes with any of the World Cups. Look at Qatar or Qatar. Everybody says Qatar or Qatar. That country, they're using slave labor. A lot of people have ended up dying. They hate gay people. They hate homosexuality. But we're still going to have it there. That's why I'm thinking, like, what do we really, really even care about the Winter Olympics? Doesn't it cost a lot of money for us to, like, back an Olympic team to go somewhere? And I know that, yes, it is about nation's pride and competition and all that good stuff. I know that it gives people a stage that live here in America to be able to show off their abilities. But I think it would mean a big thing if the Americans just boycotted the Winter Olympics in China altogether, especially after hearing this next story about the missing tennis star.
This morning, the search intensifying for missing Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai, as those concerned for her safety cast new doubt on an email she supposedly sent claiming she's okay.
You know, with all the technology we have, you know, also at the same time, they say China is leading in all the technology. So you're telling me you couldn't get her on FaceTime? And I don't even know if I would even believe FaceTime with all the deep fake videos. You know, China could definitely do a deep fake video. And it could just be somebody, like, closely looks like her. You know, no, I'm not being racist by saying all Asian people look alike or anything. But what I'm saying is you could easily do a deep fake with this tennis player, Peng. I forget her last name. Peng Shuai? Peng Shuai? Yeah. She's not around anymore. That's why you're only getting emails.
The Women's Tennis Association doubts the email's authenticity.
I don't think there's any validity in it, and we won't be comfortable until we have a chance to speak with her directly and make sure that she knows that we're worried about her. That we have the ability to provide support to whatever level she wants.
The email said the sexual assault allegations Peng previously made against a former top Chinese government official were not true.
Yep, this bitch is dead. This bitch is dead. And I'm not trying to make light of it, but that is the type of government China runs. China controls all the news. You know, I saw on one of the stories, they went to go search her name on Google in China. Guess what? Bam, it's gone. It's gone. Completely gone. She's been wiped from the internet. And then we all support people like LeBron James. LeBron James always wants to get political. LeBron James wants to talk about, you know, I should have a political view. Then LeBron, your biggest sponsor is Nike. Nike is arm in arm with China. China is one of the biggest basketball viewing countries in the world. And you guys are not even allowed to speak out about China without fears of getting fined by the NBA. When are we going to stop bowing down to China? And this poor girl, she is gone. Like, there's no turning back. She's dead. We all know it. And that's why I said, here in the United States, why are we even sending people to Beijing? They ended up, not telling us ahead of time when it came to the COVID situation and how bad it was. Why are we supporting them at all when it comes to anything related to China?
And went on to say, I am not missing, nor am I unsafe. I've just been resting at home and everything is fine. Thank you again for caring about me.
I mean, I know she probably could have done a better job at reading it, but I mean, that right there, I'm fine. I'm safe. Forget about the rape allegations I made. That was just a big joke. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha.
Peng, a former top-ranked doubles player, hasn't been seen in nearly 3 weeks since posting the assault allegations on social media. Her post was quickly deleted, and all mentions of the allegations are being wiped from the internet in China. The Chinese government even censoring CNN when the news network reported on the story.
It's literally the story the government there does not want you to see. Whenever we tell it, government censors there block our signal.
Oh, you better not let the boss-ass bitch, Anderson Cooper, come over to China and set you straight. I know you guys already don't like gay men over there in China, but don't make that Queen Anderson Cooper come after your ass, because it will be end game, China, end game.
Amnesty International is now demanding China prove Peng is safe. And tennis star Serena Williams Thursday tweeted, I hope she is safe and found as soon as possible. This must be investigated and we must not stay silent. Beijing's foreign ministry says it has no information on the case. A spokesman saying, this is not a diplomatic question and I am not aware of the situation.
Seriously, this has all turned into a big dick measuring competition. Like, they're soon going to invade Taiwan. Then we're going to look soft as Americans because we did not stop them. That's why I'm saying we need to make a statement by not showing up to their Olympic Games that they're hosting. It just would make, it would be a big power move. Screw this diplomatic boycott. Nobody really cares if Biden or any of the Kamala Harris's or whoever shows up. We really don't even care. I'm just saying, it's going to hurt them more if our athletes don't show up at all. The viewership is going to be way down. And we'll just say, F you guys. F you. We're not coming. Anyways, guys, hope you enjoyed today's show. Hope you guys have a great weekend. And I will talk to you on Monday.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchUup.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover services brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the Radio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.